Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, we're doing Divine Intervention Part 2 with Brother Eddie. And Brother Eddie, are you with me? This is a continuation from the last time we were together show. Brother Eddie?
Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great, yes.
And part two to our last class is just, what is intervention to you? I'm sorry, what is divine intervention to you?
So, part two.
Yes.
And before we get started, how are you doing, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Great.
Good. That's good.
I'm definitely in line with my assignment, so I'm doing wonderful. And before we get started, let's include the family and listening audience and for the ancestors, Ashe, for the elders, Namaste. And the family and listening audience, much love and respect as always for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that we share together. It is greatly appreciated, and we thank and love you. So, yes, it's Antoinette. It should be a good class because it's no more than a continuation of all of the classes we've had previously, even dealing with the classes of the round table.
Yeah.
Because today's date comes to an 8 in this discussion. Mm. The discussion is about the information, and the information is no more than a discussion on the round table. The round table of discussion is dealing with our mental health. At the end of the day, that's what the discussion is all about. It's the mental status that we are in that we help one another get through and get out. So, again, this is what I'm giving is hidden in plain sight, as I always say. It's the therapy that we really need. And the therapy is the natural medicine that comes through. And open, it comes from open communication, you know. So, but we will deal with that again, because all that's dealing with that open communication that we have dealing with the medicine of therapy is only to discover the problem that people are having. And the problem basically comes and stems from emotions. And the emotions bring about a reaction that causes trouble.
Yes.
So we have to go to the root of the effect. So that's what the therapy is all about. And at the end of the day, even in what I'm doing with the curricula that I'm writing up, is what we always do, is to show people that even the therapy that we have put some type of stigma on is the misinformation that we're being informed of through the therapy being actual natural medicine without the chemical drugs used to change. Because in the numbers, when they find out that everything dealing with therapy being too, well, that's the mind, too.
Yeah.
These are the things that taking them through discovery. Because the therapy is the problem, too. It's the emotion, too. It's the reaction, too. It's trouble, too. Because we didn't connect the reason, too. As we say, there's a reason for everything. And we got into emotions from reactions that created the problem and troubles that we have. So when we see in the reboot for the brain and challenge is to see that all these words are the same number as the medicine and therapy for an open mind. If the mind is closed, it's unreceptive. That's why receiver is two. So how do you receive? Because what do you believe? That's what you receive. That's why believe is two. And we're doing is basically replacing bad beliefs or thoughts by actually using the words that anybody is saying, seeing a number to offset it with a positive word with the same number. That by using that number behind the word, this is how draw them in. Because we're just using exactly what they're using by the number. The word with the vibration shows us the balance that we have to find those different words with the same number to give them what they're asking for, and they don't even see it. But we will get deeper into that. And I got two questions between the current events, if you have any, that I want to throw out to the family while we're going through tonight's class. So you can go ahead and get started with your first current event.
Okay, well, I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but on November the 5th in D.C., they have a rally for reparations. If anyone is interested in attending that, it's being hosted by Tariq Nasheed. Am I saying his name correctly?
I have no idea, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, well, they're having a rally in D.C., and it is for reparations. Now, I don't know what they think they're going to get, but you know, this is what they're going to do. So for anyone that's interested, do you have anything for that, Brother Eddie, comments?
You basically said it, you know. I mean, it's another distraction because we talked about this 2 years ago. We talked about this 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Every so often, the distraction of a conversation on reparation to basically throw knuckleheads off. This game has been played before. So it ain't about reparations now.
No.
See? So once we get on that same page of consciousness that we're all talking about, then we establish as a group on that same vibration with that energy, not just do, but demand, you know, because again, all I'm giving is how to kick their ass, excuse me, family, with the English language of the occult, this bastardized language that they gave us. See?
Yeah.
And that's all it is, you know. So has it been written, so shit. We didn't write English and none of this, but we can use what's been written to beat their butt. So this keep recycling of this nonsense about reparations, and we fall for the okey-doke to give it any energy dealing with our conversation. That's on us now. This is how we lose any energy that we've gained by having a conversation about the spiritual and the truth that we all know that we have bits and pieces of, that we're supposed to be trying to put together like that puzzle. Everybody's got a piece. and our peace ain't to keep regurgitating the program, the nonsense, the bull crap. This is all part of the divine intervention, that God consciousness. This is the age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It
yes,
all
it
comes
is.
To two. Age of Aquarius is two. God consciousness is two. Anyway, no, that's just another too much energy. Time
yes,
wasted. But remember, the key, when we always talk about the matrix, that's what we're reciting. When we constantly talk about things like this, dealing with reparation, that's the mate. We're still in the matrix talking about this garbage that they now put in front of us that we manifest or give energy to because we conversate about it, taking the energy away from what we should be discussing that gives us the power that we truly have. We all have bits and pieces of that information of power that comes from within, that by hearing other pieces and sharing the piece that we have, we see a whole picture. And we keep missing it because we're pushing somebody else's program or agenda, and we don't recognize it. It's a game, family. Game, recognize, game. For me, I got five on it. Five is game. So I recognize the game by the number. It's easy for me now. I don't recognize the game by nobody else's, but the numbers show me the game. And it's in the atmosphere. That's why atmosphere is five. They put coronavirus, which is five, in the atmosphere, and it replaced the flu. Coronavirus is five. Flu is five. You can't put something or take something away without putting something in there to replace it. That's all they've done. And they've recycled history the very same way.
Yeah.
Keep updating and sophisticating the words being used, but the numbers stay the same. Anyway, go ahead, because I'm getting sidetracked. Forgive me.
Okay. Now, this bill was from 2009. And the reason why I'm going to bring this bill back up first is I don't know how I missed it, so I apologize to anyone that I just brought this up. But this is H.R. 812, and it's the Common Sense Consumption Act of 2009. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is now, which we already know that they're doing, but, you know, giving you all the official meat and, you know, everything else, all the official. Now, the reason why they're calling it common sense consumption, because it is up to you to identify if this is real or not, if the food that you're buying is real. Now, what I did come across is that if you have a smartphone, you can take your smartphone and tell you everything that's listed in that so you know if it's real or not. You know, what's been added and everything else, because they don't have to tell you. Now, in so doing, I also was told about H.R. 5546, which is from 1986, and that was when Reagan was in office. The other one that I just told you about, the Common Sense Consumption Act, that was when Obama was in office. So you see, when I say that it's, the agenda never changes, it doesn't matter who the puppet is they put in front of you. In 1986, Reagan did the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which went to, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company if anything happens to you for taking their drugs, their poison. Now we see why it is the Food and Drug Administration. They're tying them all in together because they're doing the same job. Okay, Brother Eddie.
That is correct. That too is the abbreviation for Food and Drug Administration,
FDA. Yep, they're on it too. Yes.
See.
SBA. And 2009, so there's another two.
Drugs are being administered in the food. FDA.
Yes.
So, again, it's back to the five. I got five on it. The food is fine.
Yes.
How long have we been talking about manufactured food?
Yes, for a while.
GMO food. The five.
Yes.
Because the food that we digest affects the temple. Temple is five. See?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the pharmaceutical and the FDA took the growing of natural food out of the hand of the farmer.
But Ray, I'm on the air. Go ahead.
So the farmers are fighting. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay. The farmers are still fighting for their rights, fighting for justice, while the big pharmaceutical corporations, organizations, FDA, and so forth, are constantly approving their stamp of approval on the foods that are harming the temple, the body. This is why, again, we're going back to natural, being five foods that we're talking about growing, getting herbs as supplements, vitamins, all of these things to basically supplement or basically counteract a lot of this garbage being in the matrix again. Thinking you eating something that you ain't eating. They now prepared us for, been doing it with Impossible Whoppers. All this chicken that is fabricated and is not actually chicken that people are fighting. I mean, see, they're putting it out there as the test run, the experimental model, to see how the people, the public, reacts. And then, what do they tell? You can do this by phone. We can't, so we got to use the phone now. Cell phone, by the way, is what we've been talking about. To basically scan a barcode that, again, part of the technology that tells us what's in it. And again, do we believe, because by nature and being natural, we not forgot taste, as how long we've been saying how food's been changing. Candy don't taste like candy no more. Meat don't taste like the meat that we used to have. All these different foods and things we've been talking about don't taste the same. And now we need the cell phone or technology to tell us what we've recognized for decades that we've been talking about. And now we won't even use those things within us that we recognize earlier in our lives, out of sight, out of mind. It's become dull now because we've stopped using what is natural, complacent, lazy even, if you want to say it. But it's just time for it. Regardless if we're ready or not, we better get on board. You better get on board. So, and I was saying between the current events I want to give to you for the family to think about. The first one being, is it a gift or a curse? If you were given the ability to know who was chosen and who was to be left behind, who eternal life or eternal damnation, but you could not reveal to anyone, be it your mama, daddy, sister, brother, children, you couldn't reveal this, how would you deal with that gift or a curse? So I just wanted the family to think about that for a second as we go through the current events, preparing for the class. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
That's all I have, but I wouldn't want to. I don't want that job. I do not want that job.
And another one, we've always talked about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That was the beginning.
Yeah.
Would be at the end, well, we all refer to it as Judgment Day. Would be that end for all of us whenever it comes. It's Judgment Day. But that Judgment Day, as referred to in the Kemetic or the Egyptian gods of Maat, is dealing with the scale of balance, your heart being weighed by a feather to determine which way you go. So in connecting the dots of the heart being a 6, 24 is heart, Judgment Day is 6:42, and the Word is 15, which is 6. So imagine that heart, the Judgment Day, all deals with the Word that we've been carrying and giving incorrect. Because as it said, your word is your bond. That's the insurance. That's the goal. This is why we hear of insurance bonds and gold bonds. You ain't taking no gold or insurance with you. The word that's gold that has been given and left for others to use along this journey. That's the insurance, the word that we now have to balance. Because the old saying, now that you heard it, family, regardless of what we believe, you can't unhear what you heard as you can't unsee what you saw. So those were the two. And with that, since you didn't have any other current events, we'll go ahead with tonight's class dealing with divine intervention being no more than a therapy. And it's hidden in plain sight, family. And getting back to the last class that we had, using references of the Bible dealing with this. And it showed me why what's been pulling at me is to learn and become just as fluent with the numbers and letters of Gematria dealing with the 26 letters, as well as I am with this code that we use of metaphysics. So with that being said, last week dealing with Revelations 13:17, 13 plus 17 is 30, which is that 3. 30 or 3 is connection. Quote, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or name of the beast or the number of his name, number being the key again. So that took me right away to Adam and Eve, the story of Adam and Eve, but I started breaking it down a while back. And when we look at the 26 letters of Adam and Eve, Adam comes up to 19 and Eve comes up to 32. 19 plus 32 is 51. 5 plus 1 is 6. God comes up on the 26th letter chart. God comes to 26, which is 8. So for me, Adam and Eve, by the number, didn't truly represent the wisdom or the story of God, because God and Adam and Eve didn't add up. Using our code metaphysically, Adam comes to 7, Eve comes to 15. 7 plus 15 is 22, 2 plus 2 is 4. God is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. But more important and even getting deeper is the next verse of Revelations, being Revelations 13:18, quote, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. And his number is 666. Well, the 26 letter code would give beast would come up to 47, which is a 2. Man would come up to 28, which is 1. It would never add up. Using our metaphysical code, beast comes up to 21, which is 3. Man comes up to 3. Everything else in the Bible will line up if the story that is revealed is correct. Nobody is it, because, again, it's personal. We start to see things, but, again, I'm going outside of myself. But that's why, again, using now and seeing these to show the family why I'm always on this particular code, because everything even lines up with the English alphabet. Metaphysics lines up. Same numbers as English alphabet or alphabet. Same number for me that I give the unconditional love and power to God and Jesus Christ. That's the alphabet. You got to find it. That's metaphysics. Find it. When we hear the phrase, let go, and what? Let God. Let God is metaphysics. Yeah. Let just replace Jesus Christ by the number. It replaced meta by the number. These are what the words constantly do, replace. But the number stays the same. And we could start seeing how it keeps repeating. It's a pattern, even throughout history. Even pattern comes to the two. Hidden in plain sight comes to 74, which is a 2. I use hidden in plain sight, the acronyms HIPS. HIPS is a 2. What's hidden between the hips of a female? What's hidden is her vagina. Vagina is 2. We can even call it the vessel. Vessel is 2. But all of this is all connected. All connected. And it comes to the nine. When I say God and Jesus Christ comes to nine, metaphysics comes to nine. As above, so below comes to nine. But back to that, to truly get on again, the therapy that is the medicine, the natural medicine that's being used through open communication, is giving the positive reinforcement to replace the negative that the mind, the brain, has been entertaining. You can't take something away without having something to replace it. So, starting off with I am, when we hear that, just truly, simply understand it's the I am by number being seven is no more than B. Seven. What are you supposed to be that others are supposed to see? Reflection of not only your consciousness, but the conversation. So you start off with what we all have is called daily confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, what is confirmation to you, Sister Antoinette? What is, I mean, yeah, not confirmation, I'm sorry. Affirmation, daily affirmation. Forgive me, family, not confirmation, but an affirmation. Your daily affirmation. Family, think about it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. To me, it's encouragement. Things to ponder on throughout my day.
Beautiful. You know. I couldn't have said it any better. Affirmation is a four. Encouragement is a four.
Oh, wow.
God, the age is four of Aquarius that we're in. Aquarius is seven, which is the I am, B. So I am possible, then be possible. I am beautiful, be beautiful. I am better, be better. I am absolute, be absolute. I am truth, be truth. I am the experience, be the experience. I am understanding, overstanding, standing, overstanding. I am grateful with gratitude every day. Every day gratitude is for. Be grateful with gratitude every day. I am positive thoughts. Be positive thoughts. I am the revolution. Be the revolution. I am encouragement. Be encouragement. You said it. I am improvement. Be improvement. I am humble. Be humble, family. I am the secret. Be the secret. But I am real. Be real, because it's time that the secret is revealed. Open-minded, be open-minded. I think I said that. I am still learning. See?
Yeah.
I am still learning, which we all say. I am wisdom, be wisdom. I am joyful, be joyful. There's a host of other words or phrases we could use for that daily affirmation for the divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Because divine intervention comes to a two. It comes to 74. 7 plus 4 is a two. As hidden in plain sight is a two. 74. I am possible is a two. Be possible is a two. Everything I said comes to two. It's the reinforced therapy behind the insertion of the positive to replace anything negative. And the key gets deeper when we truly can see and recognize the number behind what's being said by the individual, because the practice is knowing the number of the words that come out of our mouth. But when we are able to see, and interesting enough, I had a session with one of my students and agreeing upon using this method of numerology and metaphysics in revealing the number behind their name, using over and over again, using different words that basically showed their problem, because we were able to find those particular words with the same number that echo what was being recognized that was creating the problem stemming from the emotions that had already been building. But yes, it's ooh. Oh, I'm loving it, family. Because it's not work, it's joy to me, and I truly enjoy what I've been given. Did you have any questions, Sister Antoinette?
No. I have one. The question that you asked me, I want to bring it to you. What does it mean to you?
What's that?
Divine intervention mean to you?
I'm giving it everything I've just given, plus what I'm going to continue to give. All of it comes through divine intervention, which is the two. Therapy is two. Conversation is two. Problem is two. Emotions is two. Reaction is two. Trouble is two. Reason is two. We got to find the reason.
Yes.
Part of the therapy.
Yes, yes it is.
Through open communication. Open is two, communication is two. So once we get there just through the simple conversation of what we're doing now, their response, their concerns, their statements, any words become part of the answer that they're asking for that they don't see. Never recognizing the pattern and sequence of numbers that keep repeating. The number don't change, the words do. They just use different words. And to help someone see this, it's just like a child now finally realizing something that he just couldn't get until they get it. Like, damn, I get it, that light. That source that we're already attached to starts to illuminate. And that's all we're here to do, is to help. That's why help is seven. So even you mentioned, you said you think that it would be a curse to have that ability to see these things, correct?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be able to choose who went to heaven and who went, you know, to hell, you know, who didn't get the choice to live and die. I never want that. I never want that responsibility. Because I really don't think I could really be fair with it.
Wouldn't you think also that responsibility that we have with that gift to see it on both sides, balance, being a gift or a curse, being a gift, knowing that positive side, wouldn't it be something inside giving us the ability to find a way to still share it without speaking it or exposing? See, it's only a curse when we give in, not saying that this is a gift, but I am. My test is to find a way to share this information that is useful. And if I got the gift, I got the way.
Yeah.
So, again, it's no more than a challenge, you know, to say, okay, wow, it didn't stop me. It just slowed me down, regardless of what. But we find a way, because to give up with something that's that important without being able to help people see this, without truly divulging angle, because there is one. This is why we get things from different angles.
Yeah.
We have to just rearrange it and see it different. And the more angles that we start to view it from, the more options that we have. So again, it's all within. The whole thing. So did you have any other question?
Well, one, we have a caller. Are you ready to take calls now, or do you want to wait until later?
We can start off with the, because this is a round table, so again, since we have the first family member calling in, yes, let the family member in.
Okay. Area code 706. I believe that's Brother Kwame.
Should be Brother Kwame. You didn't say 202, but you the 706, that 13.
The code.
Yes.
Well, Grand Rising.
Greetings, family, Brother Elder Kwame. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very grateful, and good evening, Sister Antoinette.
Good evening, Brother Kwame. How are you this evening?
I'm very grateful to hear both of you, you know, exchanging, you know. I came in a little late because you were asking him, and the question, I think, was divine intervention.
Yes.
And you were giving your reply to the divine intervention. And divine intervention, just like divine intelligence, is just like artificial intervention and divine intervention. The thing of it is artificial is created technically by man. Divine is created by creator. And so what we're seeing is that there is a power greater than man, and man is being shown, yeah, you have these abilities, and I've given you the knowledge to be able to create this, but I created, you know, a wood wide web. I created a cosmic consciousness. I created a universal consciousness, and I created nature's consciousness. And now you're trying to make a techno consciousness, which is really a thing, and that man is using his ability to say, I can create. But they always, like Dick Gregory used to say, can you make a blade of grass? Can you make a scab? If you can do that, then you're doing something. If you can't do that, then you just artificially, you know, putting stuff out here. So what we're seeing is that it's time, because intervention, And it's really powerful because it's the part that you divine, we have the understanding. And it's with intervention is what you're looking at, because it's Latin meaning to interpose or to give, a giving security, or literally a coming between. And that means is that divine intervention is that the Creator is coming between all that has been put on this planet. He is in between all of us. That's why we say thank us, because all the spirits are united. Everything is resonating with the cosmic order, with the universal order, with nature's order. Man made his artificial intervention with his artificial intelligence, attempting to recreate something that is not possible for him to imitate. And so what we're having is a challenge right now, because of where we are in the galaxy, because of, okay, today is the 19th, so we got 6 days until the eclipse. And with this eclipse is coming a magnetic consciousness, because of the eclipse and because of where we are in alignment with planets, that's going to resonate frequencies of our consciousness that we haven't been in since we've been in this part of the galaxy 26,000 years ago. So we're in a new evolution. And this intervention that their thing is, you know, creating the virus, giving the shots, doing these distractions, attempting to interdetain you from the divine connection that we're in, and it's no way that it can be stopped.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the motion has been set. You can't stop with emotion.
No.
And again, in order to flow, we got to let go.
Right.
And once we let go, we let God. And letting God is the metaphysics. Letting God is as above, so below. God and Jesus Christ, it's all the same. In the learning processes that we're going through, getting bits and pieces from everybody everywhere. So, yes.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
And, you know, it's really funny because when you look at the word intervention, I'm sitting here looking at the word intervention. I-N-T-E-R-V-E-N-T-I-O-N. If you spell it the other way, it says N-O, no it, never, N-E-V-E-R. Know it never. And so that's the way what we look at. I look at words, because I was sharing with Brother Eddie once, and I was saying, where did I get this word smithing from? And when I went back to visit my mom to go take her to the apple orchard, she was doing her puzzle. She always buys two or three puzzle books, you know, or have us to bring her puzzle books. And she'll sit there, even at 90 years old, and she do a page a day. She'll look and find all, she'll make sure, she'll struggle all day long just to finish that page. But she finishes it, and then the next day she challenges herself again with another page. And that's where I dawned on me. I said, that's what she used to do to us. We would have little competitions that we would take and say who could find the most words and the fastest and see who would win. And that's where I got my wordsmithing from, by her showing me how to solve this puzzle of words and be able to find words, because they were either going to be frontwards or backwards, diagonally, up and down. You know, this is the way I was able to see the letters and then put all the letters together to find the right word. So that's what I was just sitting here looking at, because that word, an intervention, it says, no, it never. No, it never can be any other way, because Creator is the divine.
Like I said earlier in class, using that number of divine intervention being 74-2, age of Aquarius, age Aquarius also 47-2. The divine intervention, let me go back here real quick, is the therapy, the two, through open two communication to find the cause that has the cause behind the effects that we're seeing that become the two call a problem that stem from the two call emotions that cause us or cause the reactions or two emotions to that bring about trouble too because we didn't find the reason being two to see what caused the problem in the first place. So that seeing the two, the therapy, the medicine that's being given through the communication without chemical drugs to basically reboot, re-jumpstart the brain, the thinking, the belief, and challenge one's own thought by referencing the words that they use from the numbers being even given throughout the therapeutic or the conversation session. So the conversation in and of itself is part of the divine. If we don't hear the divine in the conversation, it ain't divine. Divine is seven. Conversation is seven. Is the conversation divine or not? We ain't got to make it hard. This is why people will tell you where they are when they open their mouth having a conversation. How conscious are they? Conscious is seven. Is their conversation conscious? See? That conscious conversation is the divine conversation.
Yeah.
That's what we've been given. See?
Right. And see, the other part of looking at divine intervention is the latter of the word in the etymology says is to intervening. That means is that the Creator's divine knowledge and consciousness is always going to intervene in what needs to be best for us as human beings. And He gives us that will to choose. Creator's source or man's source. And the thing of it is what you're saying, Eddie, and that's the intervening, because our conversations are intervening with their distractions and with you having the ability to take the word and make it into the number, it gives it validation. No matter what the word, the number is the key. And so this is the piece of the puzzle that you are able to show us by being able to take the word, give us the number, because like you say, we got five on it, because we're understanding that these words are tools in which man created. Because how many people, you know, on this Turtle Island speak the mother tongue? We speak British English, but we don't speak our mother tongue. And the part of it is because the frequency of being able to vibrate with the energy of what you were conceived in and what was the original way in which we actually got our frequencies to resonate with the earth and to resonate with the heavens was being able to communicate in that frequency of the knowledge giver is the mother, because she gives you the DNA. The mother is the book. We were on, Female Solutions this morning, and they were talking about this and talking about the book and that. But what the part of it is that, and how they took the female out and put the patriarchal in, because the mother is the book that passes the DNA and all of that into us when we're conceived. Yes, it takes the father in, but she, with her blood and her energy of divine feminine, transfers that energy of all humankind into another human being with the help of the divine.
So with that, again, made me think real quick, and you put book in there, so it hit home, that the code comes from Mother Earth. Mother Earth is 50. The code was put in the original book called the Helios Bilios. Helios Bilios is 50. See, for me, it's saying the code to the game. Game is 5. As I said, game, recognize game. The game for me is the number of all this that's in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 5, baby. They put this game right in the atmosphere when they, again, you have to replace something that you took away. So when we take away the flu and gave you the coronavirus to start with, that's why we ain't hearing the flu no more. It's the same number. We just gave a new word. Number stayed the same to replace it. And you, in the atmosphere, made it manifest as 5. Having the power to speak it into existence, family.
Right. But what I was sharing this morning, too, on it was, we're talking about the female, but we all come from a cosmic egg. We come from a cosmic womb. So, in essence, is that, how has this planet and our solar system and this galaxy all came and is from this cosmic womb, and in it formulated these other stars and suns, and we are now living on her because she is the source that helps us to grow and provides us all that is needed to sustain life. And so looking at it is, we're looking at how is it that the patriarchal and the shifting back now coming into Aquarius, the divine feminine and the sacred masculine, is she ready to take her power back? This is the question. Because we have done so much damage to our women and to women, how long will it be for her to regain her power to overstand and how to balance with the male energy? Because there's been so much division between a male and female, and now they want males to be females and females to be males. And so we've got some work that is going to be generational, because we're looking at the generational trauma that we have to get us to this point where we're beginning to look at these are our mental problems. These are part of the spirits that were broken, that's passed on from generation to generation through her conceiving and passing on her pain into that next generation, and then having something to trigger or activate it, something as simple as watching a movie or hearing a song or smelling a food triggers that person, and they wonder what the heck is wrong with me. But this is where the divine intelligence comes in and the intervention, because it's sending a new frequency to help us to reprogram and to re-identify the mother's power.
I have a question. And I'm just curious. I don't know if anybody could answer it, but do you think the artificial food and everything now is artificial? Do you think that this has anything to do with artificial people? You know, now, you know, where men want to be women and women want to be men, where it's artificial. Do you think that this has anything to do with that? And Carla, I'll be right with you in a moment.
Let me, let me get this real quick, Brother Kwame. I was going to piggyback on what were you saying, but still using that number two, dealing with the therapy, dealing with problem, reaction, emotions, the trouble, the reason. Yes, people are also the two, and they are trying to change the people. We're dealing with a major change mentally that they're calling transgender.
Mm-hmm.
47, which is the two. Using technology, it's being called transhumanism.
Yeah.
47, the two. So, yes, it's a problem when we're able to see. We start seeing. Seeing is the two coming down the road, family. That's why it's hidden in plain sight, 74 to 2, using the universe 2 language of the number. Number is 2, hidden in plain sight behind everything we're saying, the 2.
Right. And to your question, Sister Antoinette, yes, because of what happens when they began to alter the food, but then first they took you off the land and herded us into urban, and they gave us nature deficit disorder. And then they mm-hmm. began to modify the foods and make it seedless, and they make artificial this and artificial that, because when you read labels, you're seeing artificial.
Yeah.
And so that right there tells you you are what you eat. And this is the part that we're having to look at, that, you know, my cousins own a funeral home in Mississippi. And when they go to the convention, they have the biggest joke saying, we went to school to learn to embalm people. Say, we don't have to embalm these young people because they got enough preservatives and additives that we can put them in on the shelf for 5 years and they wouldn't deteriorate.
Mm. Yeah, I can believe it.
And see, the part for us is that this is why you now see when they have funerals, they put you in a chemically treated box or coffin. Then they put you into a vault. They put you into a seat. They put that coffin in a cement vault because they don't want you to ashes to ashes, dust to dust. This is why in certain religions, they bury people right after they're dead. And they don't even, you know, put them in a coffin. They wrap them. And then they intern them to the earth so they can go back to the earth. But what
yeah.
we have done is we've chemically treated people from even decomposing and going back to what they came from. Because the ash, which is the dirt, the soil is the skin, and the bones of our ancestors, what is what we walk on when we walk on the earth.
Okay. So we're even doing that all the fish, the burial.
They're modifying us from even in returning to our mother. And when they cremate, they're cremating, and the thing that you have to be mindful in being able to be there and get the ashes once they're finished at the crematorium. Because
yeah,
the thing that they will, you don't know what they're, because they was giving people stuff that wasn't even their own human, their person that was cremated. They'd take it and throw the body somewhere else. They had a big thing at Burr Oaks there in Chicago. You remember it, Eddie?
Oh yes. And real quick, just to echo what you're saying, is like you put the real divine official. Well, you can't take something away without replacing. They just replaced the word, left the number the same. Real is 13, which is 4. Artificial is 40, which is 4. That's why they're trying again to replace it. They're using the same game plan, using the numbers, just using different words. Yes.
Right.
You know.
And with
just
that,
like,
and what you, oh, go ahead.
I was just like going back to the six, when we were talking about the word being the 6, and Judgment Day is 6. And in Mayat scale of balance, balance being 6, you're judged by weight, your heart, which is 6 by a feather. Well, that Judgment Day 6, being the heart 6, is connected to your word. That's why your word is bond. But that word 6 gives us choice. The 6. That's why we make the choice. We hear it. We can't unhear what we heard. But if we don't, again, get in order, then we out of order. So, yes. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I just wanted to add that to the mix,
we have
real and artificial.
I'm sorry, Brother. I'm going to bring
it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm
going to
bring
it. Okay.
Area code 732.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette. How are you and everyone else doing?
Mr. Ishtar, how are you?
I'm excellent, Sister Ishtar?
I'm great, Brother Eddie. How are you?
I'm great as well.
Greetings, Sister Ishtar. How are you?
Very grateful and thanks for asking. And yourself?
I'm excellent, too. But anyway, I was thinking about, Antoinette, when you were saying, like, the food.
Yeah.
What's happening is the people that are in charge, I hate to use that word for them, but the people that are in charge of the produce and all of the food and everything,
They're
not eating the same thing you're putting on the shelves for the people. Because what's happening is most of the stuff on the shelves for the people are actually poison. When Brother Kwame was saying how the preservatives, there's so many preservatives in the food today until the people don't know. They don't know that it's bad for them. But if you're not really eating all of that stuff, you know it's not good. Take, for instance, that product called Boost, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, you know, my husband is bedridden and everything. So anyway, they give him this thing, like this milky stuff, like it's like a Boost, but it's called a Neutrogena. This stuff.
Uh-huh.
He had a feeding tube for a while, and in the feeding tube, this Neutrogena went in there. So anyway, I started noticing a little blood and stuff, so I took him to the hospital and everything. Okay, it stopped. So then we got the tube taken out, so he eats regular now. But he didn't really want the Neutrogena at first, so he wasn't having that much of it. Then he started drinking this stuff again, and the blood in his urine is back. But do you know this stuff? I noticed when he was in the hospital, they would give him a bottle and a half of it, and then they would just let the other half sit out. So I thought to myself, well, my goodness, this stuff is sitting out from the night till the morning. It's like a milk, right? Like a boost, like a milk, but it's a different name. And so this stuff, guess what? You can leave this stuff sit out all day, all night, and for a week, and guess what? It doesn't go bad. So can you imagine what it's doing to the stomach?
Oh, wow.
It's coating that. Yeah, so what happens is it coats the stomach that you're not going to feel too much of anything else. But then can you imagine if people that drink that all the time, then they go without it, what would have happened? they would probably be so sick. So, yes, Anthony, just like you said, they're putting out this stuff, and it's poison. And I mean, a lot of times people say, well, you just shouldn't say that. Anything that I eat, and it makes me feel the way this garbage is making me feel today, it is poison. It's poison. They're trying to poison the system, what it
yes.
is. So, mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to say on the end. Go ahead.
What I want to tell you is to look up H.R. 812, and it's called
what,
the Common H.R.
H.R. Anthony?
Yes.
You keep blanking out, and I can't hear the end.
I'm sorry, H.R. 812, and it's called the Common Sense Consumption Act of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all don't mind, I'll read to you what it's about. Well, not too much of it, but the Common Sense Consumption Act of 2009 prohibits new and requires dismissal of pending civil actions by any person against a manufacturer, distributor, advertiser, or seller of food or a trade association for any injury related to a person's accumulated acts of consumption of food and weight gain, obesity, or any associated health conditions. And there's more, but that came about in 2009. So we have to be mindful of what we do. You know, the responsibility goes back on us. You know,
yeah,
you have no one to, you know, you. Yeah, you know, you're responsible for your own demise. That's basically what it is.
And it's hard, though. See, just like with me, I'm here and I try to grow some of my own fruits and vegetables. These are such savages. They poison the stuff, right? So
yeah.
This means I'm a person that my body actually needs a seed in its fruit. I can't eat the watermelon without that seed. Them white things that's in there, that I need the brown seed. Because if I eat that watermelon without the brown seed, I don't know if they're growing it by, I know they were growing it by the light and not the sunlight, but the light bulbs. Now they're saying they're growing it by the computers. So if I eat that watermelon and grapes without.
Oh, my.
Huh?
I didn't know
Yes. And so it makes me sick. Even the banana, if that banana don't have that black strip going down the middle, which is the seed, and it's hard to find that. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, just like say, I know what my body needs, but it's so hard to get it, you know? The watermelon here, find some watermelon here in Jersey with the black seed. Ugh. But, and then, too, I wanted to say, too, talking about mother, the woman, I call woman womb beyond, but Mother Nature, Mother Womb, Mother Earth, I always say how our people have to be in tune with love, and that's the only way we're going to get anywhere, and the Mother Earth, Mother Womb, Mother Nature, that's love, and if the woman is not put back in her proper place, we won't get there either. So this is how everything has, for us, we were order, and everything has to be in order for us.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
Right. You're absolutely
you.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
But we're talking about food with the FDA. The government and the Food Safety Modernization Act was passed in January 2011. The Kodak bill was given the permission that they can go if you're growing vegetables in your backyard and you don't have a license from the FDA. They can come to your backyard and destroy everything that you're growing back there. And it gives them new powers. This is what Obama put this in and followed up with it, with the Federal Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act, respect to safety of the food and supplies. And what they're doing is that now they have the power to say what, like what Reagan was doing when he was looking at changing the pyramid, the food pyramid. What he was telling them, he says, is that, okay, ketchup is a vegetable that you give kids when you're giving them lunch. So you giving a child vegetable when you give him a packet of ketchup, the way that they're beginning to change, because what they did was when GMOs came out, and the way that you have to do in making a GMO is what you have to do is to get the seeds to like Monsanto did with making the Terminator seed. In order for it to be able to stop it from reproducing, they had to take what they call a gene gun. And the gene gun splices the seed with a particle of gold to get that seed to adapt to what they're connecting to it so it doesn't produce. Because it will pick up the frequency and it will bond with that seed in order to make that seed seedless. That's why they say genetically modified organism. But see, the thing that we have to go back to is GMO really stands for God makes the original. And this is why we have the heirloom seeds and the seeds that we are now harvesting. Even when Bill Gates opened up his seed vault up in the Arctic or somewhere up there in the coal area up north, he bought up every seed from every, he had people to go around the planet and collect seeds from every plant, every plant on the planet, and put it in this vault. So now they have every seed. And like you're saying, when Ishtar was saying it, that they sell us this, but they'll use those seeds to grow their food that's coming from nature and to feed themselves the right thing.
Yeah.
Because you can walk into any grocery store and ask the manager, he says, okay, where is your organic or your health food at? And they will point you to a section in the store. So if that section over there is the health food and the organic food, what's the rest of the store? Death.
You've got to check because the organic is not necessarily organic.
No, they and see, right. And the thing that they do with it is that they can put that in the labeling so they don't get sued. They'll take one part and put it in there and say, this is organic, but the rest of it is not.
Right.
Or it came, or it says it's organic because, you know, why are we eating food that comes from Chile, South America, even China? And the worst thing you can do is, eat the fish, especially fish that comes that's imported from China, and poultry that's imported from China, is because what they do is they will raise the chickens. Like we had chicken, big, huge chicken farms. They have the same thing, but they have the fish farm is up under the chickens. So when the chicken poops, that's what the fish are eating. And you know where, and everybody's into this tilapia right now. They just built a brand new prison in They built a brand new prison in Arizona because the tilapia industry has grown so productive. And what they do is they have the prisoners taking care and harvesting the fish and packaging it and sending it out to be sold in the stores.
Well, what is tilapia? I mean, I've never heard of it until these
it's
last
a hybrid,
couple of years.
It's a hybrid fish.
But where does it come from?
It's a, I forget what two fish they crossbreed it, and that's what they created this fish. It's just like you have
Whitey and Porgy, probably. Mm-hmm.
Right, and you got catfish, and then you got regular freshwater fish,
But what they did was they made a breed of this fish, and it has no nutrients in it. It's
mm-hmm.
just like eating lettuce. It's like drinking water.
Kwame, didn't they do something to the salmon just like that too or something? I think they did salmon and tilapia about the same
time.
Yeah,
what salmon is that wild caught salmon, like they go up in Alaska and they go out and
mm-hmm.
the salmon runs when they do and catch the salmon. And what they've done is they've tried to Native Americans, because Native Americans has right to their land, and they're both mostly by rivers that the salmon run in. And they now, with corporations coming in and canning salmon, they now are stopping the Native American is how much they can catch, because that was their staple diet for the summer. Because what they would do was they catch them when they come into spawn, and they would catch the salmon just like the bear and all the other animals. They catch the salmon while they're running and going to the place where they were born at to spawn. Even in Lake Michigan, it used to be that the salmon ran back in Lake Michigan, and they would come in into the boat harbors is where they used to spawn. And we used to go there, and we would snag salmon. Now you can't eat nothing out of that lake.
You can't eat anything out of it because they won't let the people
eat it.
It's
so toxic.
It's no good.
No, you can catch it, but it's so
mm-hmm.
toxic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just like they have fish, certain fish has very high mercury content because of all the toxins that's running off from factories into the waters that are poisoning the fish. And so the people catch the fish and the poison that's infected the fish.
Yeah, because 1 years ago I had different types of fish in the shell, and I got up and you thought I was drunk from that dirty mercury and stuff.
Yeah. You know, and that's something people, you know, if you study history of this country, we talk about New York as the what? What do they call New York?
Oh, gosh, what's the world?
The Big Apple.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call it the Big Apple, but originally New York was the oyster capital of the world because it had the most fresh oyster beds in anywhere around the world. That's what New York got settled for, because they had all the oyster beds, and that was why the people came there and settled in New York, because of the bounty of oysters that were right there in the Atlantic and in the rivers going into the ocean. But in a few years, they poisoned the water so with the city running sewage into it that it killed all the oyster beds.
Wow, because I know you did used to see a lot of oysters years ago, and you don't see that anymore. I mean, like when you're out, you could have seen a whole case of oysters and stuff. You don't see it anymore.
Yeah, because the water, see, oysters clean the water. That's their.
They clean it?
What they would, yes, that's how they take it, and they run the water through there and eat up the particles and things in the water to keep the water clean, the algae and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what oysters did. And then the thing that happened, it was so much toxicity that it started killing them, because that's how they would make pearls, is because
yeah.
the calcification from them eating what the particles in the water, they would formulate and make pearls.
Yeah.
Mm. And just to get back to... The two dealing with where we are with the divine intervention. The divine is also no more than the water. I'm sorry. The intervention is the water, and the divine is the memory and consciousness. that the water releases. That's part of the divine intervention that we talk about. It's the memory and consciousness that's being released from the water. Intervention, water is God, is the truth that the water holds that's being released in the consciousness and memory that we're speaking of. That too is part of the divine when we talk about divine intervention. Because that's what, for me, that's what it is. That's what I'm getting. Kwame gives through his conversation a lot of the divine. The truth that he is giving through the conversation is the intervention. It's the intervention of the truth, as they say, that's going to set us free. It's the truth. It's God. It's knowing the understanding, the overstanding, that for, that God that's already within and connecting to it. That's the intervention. It's already in us. We have to recognize it and bring it out. And for those of us who have recognized it, it's, we are the helpers. We help others bring that divine that's within them out.
Brother Eddie, I wonder when you was just saying, water is memory and everything. When a woman is carrying the baby, right, and the baby is in there in water, you know, and then a lot of times they call it deja vu, when you remember things and you know it's never happened. So could there be some type of memory in that water?
Yeah, that's what I said. The water releases consciousness and memory.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going through right now. See? And yes, part of that memory is infused in that baby. That's why the metaphysic is no more than the messenger with a message. What message do we have? Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I'll let you finish because she was asking the question. I was going to share with her what she's talking about besides the embryonic fluid. What Ishtar, what you're asking is that the child is developed in what's called embryonic fluid, and that's the same as your tears. It's same as the ocean water. It's salty, that's what it grows in. But what it has been given through the placenta and from the woman's blood is the mitochondria DNA, and that is why we're now studying what's called epigenetics, is that your memory is put into you in conception or as you grow, and that memory goes back as far as five generations because the mother is the record keeper of in her blood. Whatever happened to her mother, what might have happened to her mother, or some of it goes back into the father's memory because the part of the male's sperm, his tail breaks off when it hits the egg, and that's its DNA. But there is a memory in that sperm that if that father is an alcoholic or an addict, that child's chances of becoming that trigger is already in it.
You said it only goes back five generations, no more than five?
They've been able to look at it and say it goes back five, but it goes back more. But what they're looking at, scientifically, being able to actually say that traumas and things that it's just like, that's why they want family history. If people in your bloodline and the mother's bloodline had breast cancer, the chances of the daughter or the grandmother had, and it might skip a generation and get the next generation. If a person has asthma, if a person has certain disorders, it may come into the next generation, or it'll skip a generation and then go into the next generation.
You know, it seems to me, I always thought when the first thing, you know, well, years, I don't go to doctors anymore, but years ago they would do what we say, well, did your mother have this or your father have that, had that? And I begin to realize they would go with it. Whatever you tell them as far as your mother had this or your father had that, they would go with it. But then if you tell them your mother didn't have that and your father didn't have that, they would go with it. And it seemed like it didn't happen to the person either. Just like, say, if two disabled people could have a baby, right? And this is what I don't understand. How come it has to be that, you know, this has to come back, you know, to inherit to your children? Two disabled people could have a baby. Say one of them could be, maybe their speech is really off. Maybe the other one can't hear and other things too or whatever. Or say just retardation. Those two people can come together and have a baby, and that baby could be normal. But so if that's so, do people always have to pick up? I know we're talking about picking up the traits, the good traits, but do they always have to pick up all of the negative too? I mean,
well,
that's really cool.
And what you're looking at is what they're doing now in genetics. And what they're finding out, that they're now being able to look at your DNA of a family line and say, this is a cancer gene, this is autism gene, this is a diabetic gene, this is a cancerous gene. They're able to pick out and say, even now that the science of genetics has been so that if you want, okay, you're wanting to have a child, I want that child to have these color eyes, I want it to have this kind of body. They can genetically modify fetus or that egg to where their selection, putting it into that egg, so it will have the features that people want. This is what science is doing.
Yes, now they are, but I'm speaking of years and years ago with the retardation,
yeah,
or whatever.
Well, retardation. Yeah, but what you're talking about, we call it now autism because they just changed the word of it. But the part of it is that was something that happened in that gene line, that recessive gene appeared, and it was in that child. She may have six children and one has autism. All the other five are normal because that gene was activated.
Okay. See, but what I'm saying is two.
Can I interject real quick?
Yes.
Just say, Sister Ishtar, you answered your own question when you said if you have two disabled people, regardless of what they have, and they have a normal child. Mm-hmm. This is how. Brother Kwame also mentioned that it skipped generations.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, yeah, you can have two parents that are all for not have everything together and their child comes out normal. As Brother Kwame says, through gene splicing manipulation and everything they're doing, they're coming up with the perfect so-called child.
See, but what I'm saying is, what I'm speaking of is from years and years back, that would happen, not from all of this here, you know, slicing this together and putting things together. This has been a known fact for over 50 years ago that child would be normal, not because they did anything. The child would just be normal.
Okay, what you have, especially in Appalachian and back up in there with people, and that they were sister and brother or first cousin and first cousin, they're getting married. So that gene is recessive. So when they have that child, it would have that retardation because the gene pool is so close to them being brother and sister, or so the bloodline is so close, then you have that part of that person being like that. Then they meet another cousin, and they the same way, and they get married, and then they have children, and their children is normal. Because what they did was is that you furthered the part, the gene. If the closer you put it, the more you're going to have interaction of things that are connected to that brother and sister or that first cousin like that. And so the further you go, that's why you say you can't marry no one past your third to fifth cousin. Because your bloodline is so close in that family line that you will cause your own defects.
You know what? I just think I realize is what I'm saying is not cousins marrying cousins. Just two. I said I went to mentally ill, and then I said I'm going to use the word that fits it the hardest: retardation. So no, they don't have to be relatives or anything else. But you know what? I just realized what happens is the man, the woman, both of them could have AIDS, right? They could have that baby doesn't have to have AIDS, right? Because know what? The baby takes on its own blood type. So that's what happens when, say, like two retarded people come together, they have a baby. That baby takes on its own blood type. So that's probably why the baby doesn't have to be retarded. What do you think, Kwame?
It's not the part of what I think. It's what is science and what is factual. And that
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the closer you are in biological, okay, most of our people, melanated people, are O-type blood. Then you got the AB type blood, and then you got the B type blood. The thing that you're looking at is that when you have that bloodline that goes, that's why was it that when you used to get a marriage license, what did you have to have?
Blood test.
Why do you have to have a blood test?
Probably to make sure the bloodline wasn't close, because I think even, you know, let people marry.
There you go. Because if you're that close, they will not allow you to recreate something that's going to be defective.
Yeah, but see, I'm not speaking of the closeness at all. I'm not speaking
but
of that.
But that was it. But that's
oh,
the way
gosh, we keep fading in and out. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm sharing is that what you're looking at is you saying 50 years ago. Okay, and the part about that was, that was back in the 50 years ago was in the 70s. Okay, so you're looking at time when I got married in the 70s, I had to get a blood test before I got the license and that type of deal. The thing that you're looking at is that before that, you go back, my mother's 90. They didn't have that. They just went and got a license. Preacher married them. They wrote it in the Bible. That was their marriage license. You go back 100 years ago to 1851 when Augustus Rhodes, which is my great-grandmother's mother, was a slave. When she had her, they didn't have that. That's why in indigenous, the way we protected ourselves in indigenous was that we identified the mother's clan. My mother's, the lineage of my mother's clan were Wolf Clan. If somebody, you met a man and he said he's of the Wolf Clan, you know, and to check to see how far back that they're, how far you are connected, related to. Because if you're Wolf Clan, you belong to that family. you marrying somebody in your family bloodline. That's
yeah,
how we
people,
protected ourselves.
Mm-hmm. See, and our people go back back in that time too. They went by the birthmarks, like a lot of Go ahead.
I've never heard of it, but I said that's a new.
Oh, you never heard of the birthmark? You don't see it anymore.
No.
People don't hardly have birthmarks anymore. But I
well,
know.
Well, I still have mine on my thumb.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The people, most people today, you don't see birthmarks anymore. But I know, like my who was it? My father, his father all had birthmarks on the same place. And in the days of Africans, that's how they identified too. Somebody could steal someone's baby, and years later you see that birthmark. And that's how you would tell what tribes they were from and everything. But I guess as time went on, it left us all. Because years ago, that was one thing when the baby was born. The first thing you looked for was a birthmark. Not saying it was the proof. Go ahead.
There's two things in our family line that we always look for. There's always that little toe that in our family, every child that comes out in my mother's family line has that undercurved toe just like she has, just like her mother had, just like her mother had.
Mm-hmm.
That little toe tucks up under
Excuse me, Brother Kwame and Sister Escort. Brother Eddie?
Yes.
Brother Eddie?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to go over? We have 10 minutes left.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go up anyway.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I'm just saying if we have other callers who want to add to the round table, we will. But basically, I got everything out that I needed to. And being on the five that we're talking about in the atmosphere of these quacks called doctors, some of them, not all of them, don't get it twisted. And I know we won't. The doctor is no more than what he labels himself as a practicing physician. Doctor is 23, which is the five. Practice is 32, which is the five. So he's letting you know that he's practicing on the guinea pig. The guinea pig, and who's the guinea pig? We give permission, but again, the trade is no more than what 50 years ago I went to the doctor. It was the same thing. Your family's history. Because again, that gives them the knowledge and insight on traits to look for. Not saying that you have, but now that gives them what we call a starting point. So yeah, it's just information that we give them that they could use. Because again, practice on you. The song is concentrate on you. No, they practicing on you. Ooh, what I'm gonna do is practice on you. So yeah, that's all it is. Even this genetic manipulation is practice, because manipulate is a five. They've learned to use that five to cast spells. 41, the five. We use God to break the spells. God is four. Break spells is four. It's no more than the incantations, four. Knowing God's number, just like you know the beast number, the number of the beast, knowing the number of God, and using that number behind the words, knowing that it has that power. This is what we now start getting to, because it's the spiritual that we talk about. But now recognizing the words that we use, because family, ooh, I'm loving it, we're using those same numbers and what we're talking about creating or what's going to be created. As they say, two worlds, two earths, two whatever, there's that two. That's why the FDA puts its stamp on all the food we consume. FDA is two. See? So, yeah, all of these perpetrators are being exposed. And it's time for the exposure to happen. So, even with Kanye, for me, the big point missing is the brother ain't saying no more, no less than what we've been talking about for years in these classes. Dealing with that 13, that liar calling themselves a Jew. Expose it. However it's done, he's still, for me, using the same number, his words, that people want to use that he's crazy and this, yes. We know this. But that's why I see what they do, even using God's number to lie. To see the truth as we see it and then position word, same number, as, oh, that's a conspiracy. When we start trying to disprove the so-called thank you, yeah, because the conspiracy is yours, the truth is mine, baby. So you can try to be the liar to support your conspiracy. But I got God on my side pumping the truth. That's why it ain't no fear. And all we have to do is even learn the number behind the words that cast the spells and break the spells. For me, I just use metaphysics. Others use God and Jesus Christ. Others use as above, so below, so forth and so on. And technology, they're using the internet, technology by way of what's called network. It's the same number, family. Names change. Numbers remain the same. Same numbers that give that unconditional love of, from God and Jesus Christ that we all say we believe in, but coming in many forms, by many names. We're not looking for the names. By the number. Got the word. We got the beat. We got the vibration. But we got to really get the frequency, that sound that carries the power that the number reveals. That's why it's hidden in plain sight. We saying everything we need, not seeing the number that changes all etymology. Because any word definition being broke by anybody else instead of the overstanding from us, we just use as a sounding board their definition, but the number shows you the gap that leads you to the other words with the same number that gives you your wisdom of the story that they're even trying to use with the etymology of the word. Because whatever it is, the numbers don't change. It's the words that even in the Bible they reference to that gives the power. 26th verse of Genesis. And God said, let us make man. First of all, God, you by yourself, who now, other God, are you asking permission to let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion empower, to name, create, give names to the files, the fish, the oceans, the word, fam. 27 verse of Genesis and said, God created, not made, baby, created he and she in his image. Woo. Not let us make. Give me an egg, give me some butter, give me some flour, give me some milk, and let me make a cake. Let me make a man. So again, for me to break it down by the number, so I ain't got to argue with nobody because, again, it's a personal relationship. I ain't going to knock nobody. I'm going to get what I can get from the way they see it. And let it be, baby. Let it be. Speaking the words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be is the six, the word, the balance, the judgment day, the heart, your choice. Let it be. We ain't got to argue. There's no reason to, family. Because for me, we don't even, we go by the definition of even the word argue. For me, not knowing the number is the program to keep us embedded in the thought of the word that is being given, that we give credence, we give power. And the power is no more than people telling us that our ancestors and forefathers died for us to have the damn rights to vote. Come on, family. Stop. They died fighting for their damn rights to be human. And we turn around and give your power away. Because your vote is your power. That's you. That's yourself. How am I going to give me, myself, away, my power, to somebody else to speak for me? Because once that vote is given, nothing that we have done or said comes to fruition because of what's called lobbyists. But again, people having the power, and we've been talking about it, if I am going to give my vote my power, it's going to be with my constituents for issues, concern that we all agree upon. It's like a head count. And just like I've heard, the people should have, it's been talked about and never followed up on. All politicians, just like the president, should have time limits or term limits. And for me, added to the term limit, damn it, is a probationary period of one damn year. If you ain't doing what we, the people, decided on, we got that year to get your ass out. Each person that's in office has that probationary period. It's just like we go to jobs and we have 3 month, 6 month probation. Shit, why not? Hey, it's for us. So put it on there, like I said, with those terms, limits. 8 years for the president. Shit, how long has Joe Biden been in damn politics? Come on, family. With that old mindset, all of them, the good old boy mindset. Again, Kanye showing that with all the money that he's worth, the garbage that he's still going through, just speaking the truth. You know, yeah, at times maybe taking things out of content, but again, being sued for an opinion, but I've been speaking and preaching Parliament for the longest. Mind your wants, because there's someone that wants your mind. Free speech is high finance. This is the reason that other entertainers, regardless of what field they're in, sports, music, acting, ain't going to say a damn thing. Because, again, free speech, high finance, the same people we are talking about are paying their checks. These are the people that they're in cahoots with. So I dare you say anything. He's an anti-Semite. He's this, he's that. He's crazy. Again, as we state all the time, start with anything that they have taught us or say is a lie. So if they're saying something about somebody, it's a lie, family. Simple as that. They're not going to take their time to defend something that they have no reason to. But when exposure, and that's the key to it all, we have to expose ourselves and each other to more than what's on the block, in the hood, in the same city. Get out and get exposed to the nature that we talk about. We're getting back to where we are. We have to expose the lie. And we expose the lie with the truth. And this is the beauty that I'm hearing behind the numbers of words that we're all using being the same numbers, because for me, the division, as Brother Carmi mentioned, is the word that we program attached to with its definition. We are the creators. For me, the program that we're in to break or get out that program is to have some type of way. This is just a way out of many ways to be that glitch in this matrix that we're entertaining. See? So again, we start seeing what is the matrix by the number of the matrix, that power number of God. Four, which is no more than incantations, the four. From casting spells, the four is going all the way back to school. Again, recognizing that three, even by the number of Revelations 13, 17, that three, tying the number to the name, three being the beast with the man doing his bidding or his work, creating a school, because the devil holds a trident in his hand, but it's pronounced or given to us as a pitchfork. Pitchfork is four. Spiritual. Pitchfork is a tuning fork. As a pitch or tune dealing with music. Well, music is 21. Beast is 21. Devil is 21. We've heard the saying, the devil's music. But learning this from beginning in the incantations called spelling, and what 21 call the school, family, sending our children to school, learning that pitch that was under the devil tutelage of the pitchfork. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, musical tones. nursery rhyme. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. All connected by the number of what's being said, even behind the letters of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. To twinkle to the star. Man, it's family. It's just, it's amazing to see, but the beauty. 2 years ago, I made the statement to a family member, man, I'm going to be by my damn self. When that fourth, fifth dimension actually arrives that I ascend to, where my sisters and brothers, and 2 years later now, I'm hearing all the family members that will be there. Because we are creating that heaven, that place that we have not just in vision, but the image, for whatever reason, is all connected to the whole. That's the frequency we're all feeling. That's that sound. That's that ringing in the ear. It's the buzzing. See? And it's all God and Christ, or metaphysics, that I push, because for so long I never pushed God and Jesus Christ by their words, knowing my heart, using the number behind their words to show their power. It's everything. That's why it's all connected. And that's all we are saying. This is just my part, everybody's piece of the whole, to be used if it is useful. If not, let it go. We got enough trash, enough garbage, enough boo-boo in our own life. We don't need nobody else's. But everything that I say that resonate is supposed to resonate. Not everything, but certain things. And these things are supposed to create another ideal, another thought that you birth, that you conceive. Because it's not just being pregnant in a womb, it's being pregnant in a thought. That concept of that thought. And then that thought to be burst, to come open to fruition. As Parliament says, where do you get your funk from? Funk is thought or think. But where do you get your thought from? Your P-funk, your pure thought. What is that pure thought? To truly understand that you are the cure once your thoughts become pure. Your thought will heal you. It's 41.5. Heal is 14.5, baby. You are your thought. As we think of, so are we. It begins with the power of the thought, the five. I got five on it. See? So, yes. But it starts with you. That's part of the care that we share to heal one another through this mental health that we're going through. In this time and era that we're living in. Because if we're in it, we can find a way out. So again, these are the things that we're discussing on this, these party lines, as we say, a party line, which is a spiritual line. And this is where we're weak. I don't care if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime or Lou Ferrigno or whomever. See, the strength ain't got nothing to do with them still being weak or you being weak. The weakness deals with our spirit. That's what's weak. Even when we talk about the readiness prepared kits that we're always preparing and or hopefully have prepared for any physical catastrophe that might occur. As a lot of people, which I don't condone one way or another, but whatever makes you feel comfortable, want to gurn up with all this, baby, if the bomb drops, ain't nothing we can do. We ain't got no bomb shelters, and if we had, how long of supplies do we have to stay sheltered for months? Not just days or weeks, but months. See? So while we have prepared for what we can on this plane, how much spiritual preparedness have we prepared for? See, that's what's weak. Because we've done no preparation for the spiritual journey that we're actually on, being on this physical third dimensional plane. We talk about it here and there, but how much time, which is no more than the information we should be learning, that is given to the spiritual essence, the truth, the nature that gets us to the fourth, fifth, six and beyond. See, because the dimension, this third and fourth, this third dimension plane that we're on and we entertain, a lie, an untruth, will not be permitted in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, it's truth, the integrity. This is why your word is so important. If we're not speaking truth, that's our passport. Passport is 33 to 6, which is the word, which is our insurance, which is gold, which is the judgment day. Do we have a passport? Ain't got nothing to do to get to whatever invisible plane, continent, country, state, whatever name, because the actual state starts with the state of mind that we're in, regardless of what land mass that our feet is on. We keep that same state of mind, even though that state of mind is an open mind. But it doesn't refer to the state or place that I'm in. That somebody else's name with invisible borders telling me I've left Illinois and entered Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, whatever. Mm-mm. We getting the mother, which is that state of mind that we're returning to. That's why we keep referring to the mother. It's no more than the state, the center, that matters, that's meant to. That's what we have to fix us. And we all have pieces in the discussions that we have when we fellowship. Fellowship is 41, which is the five. This is why the fellowship is interjecting our own interpretation of life, of whatever it is we're talking about. It's all connected. All is five. Your interpretation is connected to the all. But through your interpretation with others, we fellowship. So we can even get a better understanding of our own interpretation, because that's the challenge that it starts from. We challenging our own thought by opening it up and revealing that thought through the discussion so others can see our interpretation of that thought that they help refine. And again, the choice being, we can choose to use it or leave it alone. If we feel, that's garbage. That's garbage. Oh, man, okay. That hit home. That's garbage. Oh, I can use a little bit of that, but he kind of went left with the other. So that's it. This is all we're doing when we get together. And we're not being judgmental. That ain't our part, because the words that we give is what we're going to be judged by. Are we giving the right daggone words to one another? Are we passing somebody else's program, somebody else's boo-boo? Don't want to use the other word, but the other word is in line with the word, which is shit. The program is a bunch of shit. See? I don't want to be programmed. Whatever you give me that is supposed to be taught, I choose. I have the choice. I make the decision. See, our thoughts are not critical anymore. Call it critical thinking, and that's what we're missing. That critical thought. Metaphysics by another name, same number. God and Jesus Christ by another name, same number. Are we thinking critical? And to what degree? See. So, let me do this. Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody still there? Ain't Sister Internet, Brother Kwame, Sister Ishtar.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, I had myself on mute.
Okay, yeah.
We're listening.
We're listening.
Am I talking to dead air? Did we get cut off? It's after 10? Anything but...
No, you're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I know everybody's still on, so okay. So
yeah, we're here.
Did anybody have any comments, statements, concerns that they would like? Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and you know, while you were speaking, and I know Antoinette talked about a verse, and you talked about the Helios Biblios. And the thing that looking at the Helios Biblios is chapter, verse, and scripture. And it's how they have it numbered and how they use Genesis 1 or James 1:8. And each one of those, that word is connected to a number, is connected to a verse. And looking at it, and then all of those other words are in that verse. And so it's how they've taken that whole concept of the word and put it into a description of what is to be man's purpose and seeing what happened with other lives that was at that time of what when the beginning came, and then the Old Testament, then the New Testament, and the ending telling you in Revelations that these are the things that are coming to change the earth back to what it's supposed to be. And looking at how they've taken each those chapters of that book and put them into a numerical order for each chapter, verse, scripture, for us to follow these words, but we follow them by reading those numbers in order to get those verses. And it's what you're showing is that even though it may be James 1:8, James is a number, then each word in that verse is a number. Even though it may be verse 8, all of those words in verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, each one of those words are a number. And right. So it's the coding of how they did that in the essence of looking at how they use the binary code with this artificial intelligence.
Yes, that's it. That's why even binary code, which is a 7-5, you flip it, 5-7 is 5G. Within the ways of 5G is the binary code that will change the human DNA complexity through the electrical impulses of the waves. Waves is 21, that 3, devil again. Watch out there now, but 5G is 12, which is 7. That's why the devil is using these waves within 5G, part of the binary code.
But oh, isn't... Yeah. And my concept is that when a pastor's preaching and he tells you to turn to this scripture, turn to this chapter, read this chapter, this verse, and these words, and he takes those words and he comes into like A, B, C, but he gives you those words in that chant.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
the part. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I got exactly what you're saying. The only thing,
so,
as you said, to clarify, to put that exclamation point, is just to reveal each number behind that verse that you're reading that has those particular numbers along with the word James being 17, which is 8, James 1. 8 and 1 is a 9. And then you get into, yes, all of it starts to be revealed.
Right. But what I'm sharing with you is how we preach it. You know, they'll stand there and they'll read the book as each word and that. But we take it and we put it into a rhythm. Because when a pastor began getting into one of them old down south Baptist churches and the man... And they go into that rhythm and changing the giving frequency to each word in the way that he is giving you that scripture.
Mm-hmm. That rhythm basically is called a cadence. They
right.
preach in a cadence. That's why you can all Southern preachers preach in the same cadence. So, yes, that carries its own rhythm and vibration within the words being given during the sermon.
Right. But the frequency that they add to it and the way that they're able to carry that word with a frequency that touches those people in that church, and folks get the Holy Ghost and women get the throwing up and running around and it's a chant. It's a chant in order to get you into the trance.
Mm-hmm. And regardless if they know it or not, the words in the Bible and the words that are being used are the same words we're talking about tonight, metaphysics and God and Jesus. It's all connected, but not seen any of the numbers behind the words. And again, that frequency of power being the number is what people are drawn to, not even knowing and recognizing the number behind the word that they are attached to is the number, not the word. The words that carry that same number of frequency that we don't know that we are, we start to use that number with other different words. It has power. And we keep you, we don't recognize
it. We have another caller. We have another caller with their hand up. I want to bring them in because we're down to the end of the show. End of the press, excuse me. Area code 336.
Greetings, sister.
Greetings,
family. You know, Brother Kwame, you brought something up. And greetings, Brother Harris. I've just been listening. But Brother Kwame brought something up. Since 1995, when my dad made his transition, during the time that I was park hostessing in North Carolina, at Pettigrew State Park, he said to me in 1995, he says, Roberta, you pay attention to the numbers. And my brother would always say, and he still says, that I don't know the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I think the Bible is a bunch of BS. And it, well, whatever. That's his opinion. But, you know, I've always told him, I said, Bobby, I said, pay attention to the pages that those scriptures are written on. Pay attention to the numbers behind those scriptures, because you have another way of interpretation. And you know, I just think it is fascinating how they put those scriptures, the numbers to those scriptures on certain pages. And it is about the numbers. If you add those numbers up and you pay attention, you can read what those scriptures are about just by the numbers. But a lot of people, they're not understanding of that yet. And I just needed to add what you just wanted to segue in, Brother Kwame. I don't know if that's what you were meaning, but pay attention to the numbers on those pages and the scriptures, because it tells you a lot. And numbers are everything. And thank you for interjecting that, Brother Kwame, because I've always thought about that. Thank us. Thank us, family.
No, thank you, Sister Paris.
Peace. Oh. I'm on mute. What's your opinion, Brother Harris and Brother Kwame?
Well, you basically said the number five all through it, even mentioning your father. See, because his passing in 95, well, 9 plus 5, 14, that's that 5. So, yeah, all of this, everything that has been said or given will come to pass, and you're now seeing. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right, and, you know, I always used to share the part that when you type in and say, what is the most used word in the Bible? People will go off and say God and thee and that. But the most used word in the Bible is AND. It's used 28,935 times in the King James Version. And turned around is DNA.
I got myself.
And when
on
you
the phone.
Did, no, yeah. I'm saying when you look at 28,935 times, 2 and 8 is 10. 935 is 12. 17, 8, and 10 is 19. It's a 9.
No, but I don't have it in front of me. 20, it should be like
28,935.
No, I got in mine, it's like 300. And anyway, it even comes up. I remember when you add it up, it comes up to 14, which is that 5.
Okay.
So I don't have it in front of me. But even I'm listening to the numbers, it didn't come up to 14, so it's off. But I know the 28,000, but that 900 or 300, whatever the digits are going to add up to being 14, which is the code, you know. And code being 14 is in our DNA, as you said, the 411.
Right. And see, something I learned from the elders when they were teaching us, Dr. Clark used to always say, you can read the preface of the book and the bibliography, and if you know about authors and the person that wrote the preface or the index, if there's no preface, read in the index and see what they talk and see who's in the bibliography. You can know what the book is about just by looking at that. Because he's going to take certain things from certain authors, write certain ways, so you can kind of interpret, if you're a good reader, to know what he's talking about. That's why when Mama AZ was saying, you can look at a scripture, they give you a scripture, and you add it up, and you can see what it's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for me, it's just like having that personal relationship. Personal relationship comes to one with the Holy Bible. Holy Bible comes to one. My personal relationship, real quick, is knowing that the beginning of the Bible, Genesis to Revelations, comes to one. Genesis 35, Revelations is 38. So that's 73, which is one. Bible is 28, which is 1. So, yeah, personal relationship, 25 and 48, 73 again, which is 1. This is why seeing the Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelations, we should be able to speak it into existence, 73, which is 1. That's the power, one, that we have when we have our personal relationship. This is just my way of showing how it's all connected, family. Coming directly through your subconscious and conscious mind, one. So, yeah. That's why the one is you. The Bible is basically telling us about us. For me, I'm able to see all of the stories that was given is what's happening right. It's been recycled, family. The number behind the stories of the word is the wisdom to find, to see where we are right now. And I see and I've heard no preacher that's able or even do this, so that the Bible, the Word, because I am the living Word. Living Word is God. Make God Word the living Word. Show how it lives from then, from the past, here in the present, and damn it, where it's going in the future. If we connect it, we connect it in the present to infinity, fam. That's why present is fine. The infinite. Now able to actually see what you say by the number of the word and to basically know the power of the words being used. And the interesting thing is to know that everybody else is using those same numbers, different words, so whatever you say is going to mesmerize and captivate them by what they're already saying using the same number. That's the united we stand. The two. United is one and stand is one. Divided, we fall. And we're in the season of autumn that's called fall, family. A whole bunch of people, as we know, are falling. And those that don't fall, that's brown, and we know it's time to go. When the winter comes, we gonna trim that tree. Get rid of them dead leaves. It just wanna hang around. Oh, but again, yes. And what I'm giving is not limited to see it this way. It's open so that you could use this method to find your angle, to find your way. That's my purpose, and my part is to help. So I'm showing how this can be used for all the so-called secrets that's been hidden in plain sight. All of it we're speaking, we're unraveling, and we still just missing different pieces. And for me to give this is to, whoo, you and each individual start to see how to put their own new reality, getting out the matrix. Stop pushing the matrix. Cycling everything that they've given us and giving it more energy, more energy. We got to stop. We can stop. We got the power. Don't get that power away in some fake, while we trying to prove and disprove a real or phony voting system. That's too much time. That's your power. Why are we talking about giving it away for somebody else to misappropriate, to lie? It's been done over and over again, regardless of who is so-called in office. Five is over this so-called country called North America, United States. And who's over the United States? The five would be called the president. 41-5. See, he has the authority, 41-5. So it's been in the atmosphere, 41. So now, knowing what's in the atmosphere, we have no fear, because we are starting to see clear. Because I am the revolution. Be the revolution. Because that's what we're in. It's not a physical fight. Fight is for, revolution is for. Our revolution is spiritual, fam. The four is mine, said the four. The fight is mine, said the Lord. See, our fight is spiritual. And as long as we're speaking truth, God is right there with us. See, so yeah, you might not believe in God, but God believes in you. And again,
yes, he does.
We have a lot of good information, and as we always state, in that sound and frequency,
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. We got to start using that power that we have and stop talking about giving it away in a fictitious vote. And again, like I said, sit back, eat your popcorn, get your drinks, and enjoy the political theater. It's a show.
Right, but what I was sharing about the 25th and the frequency, the conscious magnetic change that is going to happen on the planet, because the election is coming up. And this is that time of that leading at, what is the election, the 22nd, is something in November, I forget the date. But what we're seeing is this frequency and the planetary alignment with Pluto and Uranus and these planets going retrograde, because I think Mars is getting ready to go retrograde with the eclipse. And these frequencies is bringing change to political power, to governments, along with the people's consciousness on the planet. So these magnetic frequencies are going to cause great shifts in people's consciousness that they, if you're awake, you'll know. If you're not awake, you'll begin to question or you'll begin to think you're going crazy. But the part that got me, what you were saying, is saying, you know, the people that said they don't believe in God, but if you still breathe, and God believes in you. Because you still taking breath, then the Creator still letting you be here.
Oh, yeah. See, when we understand even the air, see, breath.
Yes, gentlemen, we have 14 minutes left in the show. Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information so that before we get cut off?
Yes, I could be contact at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Right. And, you know, this weekend coming, because I'm leaving in the morning going to Tuskegee, Alabama, and I'm going, you know, there to build a sweat lodge and have the Friday, we're having the sweat, and then we're doing the festival, Nature's Gardens Festival is going to be that Saturday the 22nd. And so what I'm doing is you know, looking at the what's going on above and saying, okay, you're going to bring the people in there and you're going to do this ritual and help them to detoxify and to connect with the earth and be out there on the earth, out there on that 47 acres. And these are the ways in which we create the oasis, because Tuskegee is a very important part of what we, our ancestors did in that town. The Tuskegee Airmen is across 85 on the other side from where she lives at, and Tuskegee University is right up the road from where she's at. So you got two historical sites, Tuskegee University and the Tuskegee Airfield, where they trained at, and that those ancestor spirits are going to be activated with this shifting that's going on with the earth's magnetic field of consciousness, and all of those that's coming there are going to be in that energy.
Oh,
divine,
yeah.
Intervention.
Correct. When you spoke earlier of Lake Michigan, made me think of a question I didn't get to ask, along with the statement. With the brother Peter Shampoo, and that's dealing with the Great Lakes, as he was talking about. And when you think about the Great Lakes, it's five of them, five Great Lakes.
Right.
And interesting enough, Chicago that he mentioned is in the fifth region. But as he's dealing with the different parallels, we're on the 41st parallel, 5. And
just about
the portals or the different vortex, I think he was mentioning, and he said 10, and he only mentioned 1, dealing with the Bermuda Triangle. I wanted to get back in and ask him, dealing with this 41st parallel, is Lake Michigan, or better yet known as the Michigan Triangle, is that one of the vortexes out of the 10 that he was talking about. But like I said, he never got around to mentioning any more of the 10 vortexes other than the one Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle is down because the 10 that he's talking about, the Voltus vortexes, are in the more so in the South Americas and on the continent and in part of the southern region. And that's why he talked about the Pyramid of Giza being on the exact center of the earth. Is not the Greenwich, is not the center. That exact center is there where the Pyramids of Giza sit. And then you have the Bermuda Triangle. Then you have the Ring of Fire. Then you have Mount Machu Picchu. You have Lake Titicaca and those. But you have, this is why I was telling him about the magnetic field when he was talking about Pilot Mountain. And it's Pilot Mountain, it's Shasta Mountain, and it's also Devil's Tower. You have Stone Mountain. And what you have is right now we're in the energy of the return of the dove on Turtle Island. And the head of the dove is there in Texas. And this is why Texas is growing in the energies, because Texas sits on the 29.6 or 30th parallel, which is a direct, like he was saying, the direct line that goes from across Texas goes into the Pyramid of Giza. That's why they built the Moody Pyramids there in Galveston. And also that's kind of why they finally recognized and gave us Juneteenth, is because that is on that, that's in that parallel. And the shifting of that, because even when they did April 4th, they did the opening of the gym, was the Great Egyptian Museum, and they brought out all the mummies that Saturday before Easter. And then they sent Ramesses II came to Houston. I think he's now in California, and he's on tour, and I think he's leaving California on that tour, and he's going to be put in a museum, I think, in Philadelphia. And these are the ways in which they're realigning these energies of that mummy, and its goal and exhibit is bringing the energy over here. And so what they're doing is geomancy. And that's why I was asking him, because he was talking about this, and I asked him, I said, okay, well, have you dealt with carceral geography? Because they build prisons and things on different ley lines in order to get the energy of the captive that they put inside of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Family, am I still here?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I almost forgot. Brother Kwame, Brother Harris, are you aware of the Black Indian Parade there in New York just recently?
I'm not aware of it.
I think I saw something about it that they were, well, the thing that I had was that they were trying to say Indigenous Day in Chicago. Indigenous Day Parade, because what they did was they're still having the Columbus Day Parade. They just changed the name. They had it in Chicago because I was there, and they had, because the Italians are still having the parade down State Street and through their community,
and they just included saying it that is recognized as Indigenous Day Parade. It used to be Day Right, and that's what they did with it. They just gave it Indigenous because it's really, they're still celebrating Columbus.
Okay.
I didn't know that's what you were referring to, Mother AZ, but yes, I'm right here in Chicago, and that's what
And they had that in October, right.
Yeah.
Because I shared it with the Female Solutions, and they were talking about the Indigenous Day. But what Baba Hannibal Afrique and Conrad Worrell and the brothers there at the Comedic Institute back in 98, we were attempting to make October African Holocaust Month. Because that was the month in which they gave Columbus, and he was part of that implementation of the trade. So we said, okay, we want to change it. You take Columbus out and give us African Holocaust Month. Because November is Native American Month.
Correct. I thank you for sharing that because I was unaware of that. But I just, the sister out in Oregon shared a link. And then they, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, they had that parade
there in Chicago.
Newport.
I was in Chicago when they did it. It's October 11th. Yeah, that first weekend, second weekend in October, because when I was, I sent Female Solutions and had Zelda to speak about it on Monday, because they had it that Saturday and they were talking about the, you know, still saying that the Italians were still speaking that they should, that Columbus should be recognized and that, but they took down all the statues. And then They vandalized Lincoln's statue there in Chicago while I was up there. They vandalized it saying the Native American says, remember the 38, that Lincoln gave the order to lynch 38 Native Americans on Christmas Eve.
Thank you for sharing that. I wasn't aware of that. Thank us.
Yeah.
Let me bring another five up. Time to two.
Have something.
You said, October as the Black Holocaust Month. Well, that was slightly touched on in 95. Just had anniversary Sunday. And I, again, heard nothing about it coming up to Sunday or after. Dealing with the Million Man March. See?
Right.
Because that day's so-called of atonement was for us to deal with things of our Holocaust and what we, and just like everything else, how it's been forgotten, people don't even think about it, people don't even recognize that actual date of October 16th.
15th. Yeah, 16th, because I was there on the mall, and I still have my poster and the booklet and the Book of Atonement that was being given out or sold there when we did that.
Oh yeah, I still got all my pictures that I took. So
yeah,
like I said, I was in that spirit and it never left, and I still carry that spirit. Personally, for me, regardless of how it was remembered or what person went there for, because in the spirit of that moment, it did change my life, you know.
Yeah, it changed the energy of that time, because for over 2 million men to be there on that mall, I mean, as far as you could see, men were on that mall, on the reflection pool especially, and being on the steps, you know, of the Capitol building, of what was designed and constructed with the Secretary of State, who was Jefferson Davis, who was the Confederate president after when they began the Civil War.
he was the one, and who stands on top of that Capitol building is Liberty, which is ISIS, the copy of ISIS that they put up there as Lady Liberty, because it identifies the Virgo energy that they formulated this country on.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. But anyway, fam, I see that I didn't even know it was 11 o'clock. I think Antoinette was trying to break in and say something, but
it is
11, and it's time for me to go in here and fix a small snack that ain't heavy, that ain't GMO and food poison, that I can come up with. Something simple,
so your body can decompose.
I'm still old school. I is in a can of sardines, baby, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. Well, let me remind you, don't forget Drive Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios. And I will be on Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure exactly which day it is, but I will be back on, and it's going to be one heck of a show. That, you know, it should really be an enjoyable class.
Well,
I will let you know. Pardon me?
Thank
you.
Who's going to be on the show?
It's going to be Miss Kim, but she's going to be somewhere, so we're going to try to do it where it'll be live.
Okay.
Sounds like a win.
Night.
Better love to get the family and stay
safe. I can't hear you, brother. I can't hear you.
I said peace and love, better love together, stay safe, and remain aware. First line of defense is to become aware. If you ain't aware, how can you defend yourself something that you're not aware of?
That is so, so true. So, so true. Okay, well, I thank everyone for joining us, and y'all have a good evening and enjoy the rest of your week. Okay, with that, I can't play anything because I didn't get it at 11:59 to let it go through. So it's 2 minutes over, and it won't play anything after that time period.
That's great. Right. 2 minutes over is a good way to end. That's 11:11.
Yep. Here is 12:02, so here is on the five.
So that's that. You go to 4 and 5, metaphysics, fam. Peace
yes.
and love.
Yes, peace and love, everyone. Have a good evening. Bye. Okay, we end this. I wonder if we end it. Okay, have a good evening, y'all.